The first feature this week reminds us that Norfolk was renowned for shoemaking for hundreds of years. Most of the companies have disappeared, but one remains. Mark Shields visited Startright, and here is Leslie Fish with his story.
When the headhunter's email arrived in Ian Watson's inbox just over 2 years ago, his eye was caught by two words. A chief executive was required to lead transformational change in a family-run company which had been trading for more than 200 years and counted the royal family among its loyal customers. Having led turnarounds in his previous two posts, the challenge appealed to Mr. Watson, and after agreeing to become the first chief executive of Startright Shoes from beyond the foundling families since 1792, he has spent 2 years reshaping the business to survive and thrive in the fiercely competitive arena of children's retail. Recently, in London, Startright was relaunched with a brand new and new look, which the company hopes can drive sales and profits. "We have been through quite the transformation," says Mr. Watson, at the company's revamped offices on Broadland Business Park. "We went back to our roots, speaking to 2,500 customers and consumers, asking them what they thought of our range and what it meant to them, building a picture of the perception of what we were. Combining that feedback with ethnographic research into how customers were using their shoes has led the company to a relaunch, Mr. Watson describes as different and the same. Going back to the 1940s, we were a pioneer in understanding children, and what we are doing isn't fundamentally different. Our new position is still about shoes fitting the foot and foot health, but we also want to fit the child." He said, "We've been here 226 years, and we understand children and children's shoes. That's the cornerstone of what we are trying to do." Startright's range has been rearranged into three segments. There are traditional classics, versatile kicks, and active-inspired pioneers to meet the demands of children who might be wearing the shoes from 6 a.m. until bedtime. Children are using shoes for multiple purposes. "They don't have a pair for best anymore," said Mr. Watson. Reflecting the change, the Startright twins, trapped hand in hand in the company's logo for decades, have been broken free and will feature in the company's advertising materials, heading off in search of adventure. The new logo and branding has been developed by Jim Sutherland, a visiting professor in design at Norwich University of the Arts, NUA, who has previously worked with the likes of the Williams Formula One team and the rebrand of NUA. The public rebrand was launched yesterday, exactly 2 years since Mr. Watson's arrival, but it reflects changes which have been going on within the business over the past 18 months. A series of senior appointments and promotions have been made, including Operations Director Gavin Price, tasked with improving the efficiency of the distribution centre, and new Financial Director Joe Westaway. The company's Peachman Way headquarters have been redesigned, with small office cubicles ripped out and the 86 staff encouraged to collaborate in an open plan design. An investment in new technology, including £20,000 on a professional Skype video conferencing connection, means that products sourced abroad can be inspected by the senior team without the time-consuming process of samples being sent around the world, while HD cameras at its factories in India allow the production line to be monitored in real time. The distribution centre, which ships 900,000 pairs of shoes a year, has been reorganised under Mr. Price's leadership, a key part of Startright's ambition to drive up online sales from 15% of turnover to 30% within 3 years. It also answers retailers' demands for timely deliveries of orders, especially at the peak back-to-school season, while a new website has been launched so they can place orders directly around the clock. Utilising IT to give better algorithms so we can predict demand better is going to be one of the key things to drive improvements in profit for us, said Mr. Watson. Automation of certain finance tasks, such as invoicing, has also freed up staff to stop looking in the rearview mirror so much and focus on the road ahead, he added. At the heart of the changes is a change in pace, and Mr. Watson expects 2018 to be key in showing whether the company is making the progress it needs to. Shortly after he took over in 2016, Startright's parent company, James Sutherland Company, disposed of its One Small Step, One Giant Leap retail chain at a cost of around $1.2 million to focus on its core business. That led to a loss of $877,000 in 2016 on sales of $18.2 million, though unaudited figures show 2017's profitability has improved, said Mr. Watson. We are still transforming, he said. Our customers and consumers have yet to see all we have done. From February, they will.